The next step is the governor responded to our letter today. We want to sit down tomorrow, the DAs as a collective group, you know, make sure that justice is going to be served here. We need to find out everything that went on. We want the state police, who are professionals, to finish their investigation. We've got to get all of this information and move forward. You don't want to speculate as to what might have happened, what might not have happened. You got to have the facts. We need the facts, and we got to move forward.
And obviously, you want to get those facts. Now, how worried are you? How much concern is there among you and your colleagues about cases that were convictions that may be overturned or thrown out? Is there a big worry on your part at this point?
There's a big concern amongst all the DAs. No one wants to see anyone in jail. It's a district attorney's worst nightmare to have someone in jail who doesn't belong in jail.
Is there a procedure in place for some of these cases, if it comes to be that there was shoddy work on those cases, to retry the ones you feel should be retried and to just you get rid of the ones that you feel were wrong convictions?
No one wants to see a wrong conviction, Steve. What we've got to do, though, is get all of the facts. The state police are true professionals. They're going to make sure that the investigation is done. They're going to compile all the information, interview all of the people involved, that you want them to get to the bottom of this. Then each DA, you know, we'll assess what the cases are. And obviously, you've got a big credibility issue when you've got a chemist who's telling you that she's tampered with evidence. So we've got to get to the bottom of it. You've got to find out who's been put in jail, and perhaps wrongly, based on things that she's handled. And all the DAs collectively as a group want to make sure that justice is served.
What about those cases that perhaps now, obviously, defense attorneys will be able to use the shoddy work or the potential shoddy work as a leverage for a new trial for some of these convicted people who may very well have deserved to have been convicted?
Well, you know, there's where the great travesty is with regards to the system. You start with an arrest, you start with good work, you start with good intelligence. The police are out there doing a tough, tough job. They're trying to keep these communities safe. Now we find out that after the arrest, this evidence may have been placed in a situation where it was tampered with or wrongly tested. You know, that's everyone's worst nightmare.
Do you have an idea on when this will come to some kind of a conclusion?
No, we you know, the state police came to us, and they basically did a quick audit of the system. And what they got back, they uncovered these problems. And once they did, they notified us immediately. And, you know, our first call after receiving this information, my first call was Anthony Benedetti over at Committee for Public Counsel Services, the defense attorneys, you know, to let them know as well. This isn't just a fraud on us. It's an injustice to the whole system.